All right, John 15:16 says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." And I want to jump on down to 19, and it says, "If you were of this world, the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you this morning, Lord, just to ask you just to hide me behind this cross, Lord. Lord, I've been preparing this message all week, Lord. I'm just asking you right now that it not be my words, but it be your words, Lord. And you just use me to touch somebody here this morning, Lord. Lord, I'm thankful for this opportunity that you've given me, but I'm just asking you right now just to work through me and just open the minds and their hearts of everybody here this morning, Lord. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. So, I really want to make focus right here on you did not choose, and we'll come back to the red letters. You know, Trisha, they sung that song this morning, Red Letters, and when I heard them singing, I was like, thank you, God. Thank you for giving me that confirmation. Because these are the red letters that Jesus was speaking, and he told us, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And when I first read that, I was like, I was kind of confused. I was like, well, we chose to come and praise you and worship you, but you see, He's telling us right there that he chose us, that way we have a bond with him. You see, if I was to come and tell my wife, I didn't choose her, she chose me. What would she think? If we went and told, if you told your spouse that, that's just like, well, they chose me, you know, it is what it is. But that's not what he said. He said, I chose you. I mean, he's going to be there for you when you go through things in life. No matter what it is, you may get off track, but he chose you. He's going to be there. We're going to go through things in life we're not going to understand, but he chose you to go through it. How many times do we go through stuff in our Christian walk and we just ask God, well, why am I having to do this? That's why the Bible tells us not to lean on our own understandings, but to lean on his. Everything look toward him. He chose us to go through this. He chose y'all to be here this morning. And I'm thankful for that. And when I was reading it, only thing I could think about was the teams, a team. God choosing us to be on his team. And you know, here lately we've had a lot of team stuff going on here at DC. We had cornhole tournament, we had to be on teams. Had the golf tournament, had to be on teams. And now we got the softball. And Dwight and Travis, they got together, they sat down, they picked teams. Well, when you're on a team, you want to do whatever you can do to help that team succeed, right? You don't want to go up there and just kind of halfway do it. You know, we get out there on the softball field and we all laugh after every game because I'll be honest, every time I leave that softball field, something on my body is hurting before different than it was the last time. I mean, I always make Bree drive home. I literally won a game, picked my leg up and stuck it in the car because it hurt so bad. But that's what we do when we're on a team. Because I'm not going to run like that again. But when we get out there and you get in the moment, we're going to give it all we got. If you're hitting, you're going to want to hit the ball. If you're out there fielding, you want to field it the best you can. We pick on Bryce, I'm sorry, Bryce, about running and falling on the bases, but he wants to get to that base. He wants to get there. So I want to ask you this morning, are we doing everything we need to do on God's team? You know, we might just sit here and say, well, I'm on God's team, but are you really? Are you really doing everything you can to be successful on God's team? Are you giving him everything that you got, or are you holding back? And a lot of times we'll get hurt. See, I was running second, and I knew I was going to be out. But so I slid with shorts on. Horrible idea. So now I have this huge scab on my leg, but it was worth it because I was safe. And I ended up getting around, no, not trying to brag, but it was worth it because we ended up getting a run. See, a lot of times we go through these things in our life and it hurts us and we get scars on it. But remember, God chose us to go through that. He wants us to use that. So I was thinking about a team and, you know, there's a lot going on a team. Not just our softball teams. And my family, me and Siler, Bree somewhat, we're sports. We like to watch sports, so there's a lot going on with sports, baseball. You know, Siler, last night, it was 10:30, he's like, when you turn the Braves on for me? I was like, the Braves are not playing at 10:30. And he had a fit about it. But that's what we do. We like to watch sports. So I got thinking about this and about how God chose us to be on his team. Well, on each team, you have your starters. You got the people that are going to be in the game. That's who's going to start off. And that's just like our Christian walk. We have people in the game. You know, we have people that are close to God, and they're in God's Word. They read their Bible. They come to church, and that's good. I mean, I'm thankful for that. But remember, we can, don't stop there. We can always get closer. We can always grow closer to God. But if you're a starter, that's great. If you're on it and you got everything rolling for you, that's fine. But it ain't always that easy. You see, every team, you got your starters, they're playing, they're in the game. Well, then you got your people sitting on the bench. Well, I want to ask you this morning, if you're on God's team this morning, are you sitting on the bench or are you in the game? See, because we could be sitting on the bench and not really be doing anything. And I thought of this story of my freshman year in high school, which wasn't that long ago, so y'all just know that. No, just kidding. So, my freshman year in high school, y'all, my ninth grade coach come up to me. I'd always played football, and I always played defense or wide receiver on offense. And he came up to me and said, "I think I see quarterback in your eyes. You're going to be our quarterback." Nah, dog, I ain't going to be no quarterback. He's like, "Yeah, you are. You're going to be our quarterback." Nope, I ain't going to do that. But, you know, every practice, they put me in at quarterback, and I'd have to run the quarterback drills, but it's not what I wanted to do. Well, one Friday night, varsity team had done got up big because they were going to put the freshman in. So if there's any guys out here or people that, yeah, everybody know what this stance right here is on you on the sideline? Holding on to your shoulder pads? Because that's what I did my freshman year the whole time, right there. Well, the team then got up, so they were going to put us in. The ninth grade team, they was like, all right. They started calling all the freshmen, ninth grade offense. Whole team got out there, except for one person, the quarterback, which was me. And they were hollering, y'all, "Randall! Randall!" Not today, coach. I done told y'all. I remember after the game, my mama told me, she's like, "Son, I could hear them hollering for you up in the stands. Where were you at?" I was like, "I told them I did not want to go in the game, and they just don't listen." So I didn't. I didn't go in the game. I missed that opportunity. Well, y'all, this morning, some of us might be sitting on the bench, and God's calling us to come get into the game. But that's our choice. You know, are we getting up? Are we coming into the game? Or are we just comfortable on the bench? You know, God chose us. We're on His team. He doesn't choose us to come sit on the bench and just be cheerleaders on the side. He wants us to get involved. He wants us to get in the world, get involved in the church. He wants to use us the way He wants to use us. It's not about what we want to do. See, at that game, I didn't want to go in, but they needed me to go in. God needs you. This team needs you. This church needs you. So I'm asking you this morning, are you getting involved? You see, when I was 18 and I gave my life to Christ, I was a starter then. I was in the game. I was excited. I was pumped. Everything I wanted to say was about Jesus. But then I got on the bench. I sat myself on the bench because I got out of the Word. I got out of church. And it wasn't a few years ago when we was over there and we came back to DEC. And I remember Dwayne preached a message about refreshing your bait. Do you want to refresh your bait? Get back in the Word. And I was like, that's me. And I went up there, and when I did that day, God changed my life, and He can do it for you too. If you're hung up on something and you think you're sitting there on a bench this morning, I'm telling you, come give it to God, and He'll change that. Me and Wesley's been talking this week, and he was like, "Man, I remember when you first taught Sunday school." And I was like, "You know what? I remember that. I remember when I first started coming to DEC, and this thing started changing. And now here trying to preach the Word to y'all, and I'm not trying to boast or brag on myself, but what I'm trying to tell you is when you get in the will of God and you get off the bench and you get in the game, He's going to use you in ways that you never thought He would use you, and you would receive a blessing from it, and your friends will receive a blessing from it, and your family will receive a blessing from it, and the people that you are around in your world and your everyday life will receive a blessing from it." God chose us. He wants to use us. Not to sit on the bench, to get in the game, get involved. So we're in the game now. You want to get off the bench. Well, there's a few guys on our softball team, they get, you know, we get injured. I just told you, like, I had to pick my leg up and put it in the car. You know, Keith, I know Keith's watching on panel, watching on Facebook Live. Keith, I'm sorry, but he comes to the game with a knee brace now. You know, he done got injured, but he still wants to get in the game. But some of us, when we get injured, we get hurt, we don't want to get back in the game. We let something hurt us, and we're like, nah. You know, that's just like our walk with Christ, y'all. You know, God never told us it was going to be easy. Now, there's still going to be trials that we go through. And a lot of times we might go through this life and, you know, we're in church, but something bad happens. You know, we get hurt. We could lose a lost one. You know, it can be many different things that get us hurt. And we're sitting on the sideline and we're injured. We're not going in. But like I said, He chose us to go through that. You know, if we just sit there and say, no, I'm hurt. I don't know why God did this to me. I'm hurting. I can't get up and go back to church. I can't get up on Sunday morning and go. I can't spread the gospel. Then you're stopping His plans for you. We're going to get hurt. I mean, I've gotten hurt. But it's how we react after that is what we're going to do. God wants to use us. So you need to take what you've been through and take that and turn it into a testimony. Go share that with somebody. Are you doing... Take what you've got and go share it with others. Let God use you and use you through the things that you went through that you've got injured from. You see, are we really sharing the word of God to people? Like, we're on the team, you're on the bench, you're injured, but He wants us to be sharing the word with everybody. Going out and reaching. Fishermen of men. That's what He called us to do. So, all right, we got our starters. We're in the game. We're cheering. We're working for God. We're involved. And we got to put people on the bench. People, you know, just sitting down. God's calling us. We got to get in there. We got to get involved, y'all. We got our injured people. You see, I don't know if a lot of people watch basketball. The Golden State Warriors, they went to the NBA Finals this past year. They got a player named Kevin Durant. Great player. Well, in the middle of this game, Kevin Durant went down with an injury. Well, they were playing at the Raptor Stadium. Who they were playing at? Well, y'all, when Kevin Durant went down from the Warriors, the fans started cheering. They were cheering because he was hurt. And then soon after the game, the media was all over him. Oh, Kevin Durant, he ain't never going to be the same. Kevin Durant, he's done. They're waiting to see what he does. Let me tell you what. Them people that are cheering, that's the world cheering on us when we get hurt. That's what they're doing to us Christians when we get hurt and they see us go down. But let me tell you something. Where it says, if you were of the world would love its own. See, they don't. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. They want to see us fail. When we get hurt, they're looking at us and seeing how we're going to react from that. You know, if we get hurt and if something in our life happens and the people we work with, and every time we see that person, we talk about church. We're in church on Sunday, church on Wednesdays. Praise God. We love Him. But then something happens in our life and we stop talking about church. We stop talking about God. We stop getting involved. Y'all, when we do that, that world is clapping because that's what they want to see. That's what that devil wants to see. He wants to see us get knocked down. But it's up to us to get up off our feet. Because they don't understand who we got. He chose you. The creator of the earth, He chose you to go through that. I know we might not understand, but that's what He wants. All right, so we got those. All right, then we have our fans. We got the fans on the team. They come out, they show us support. They're always there for us. They feel like they're a part of the team. They cheer us on. See, you see, if you ask my son, Siler, who DeAndre Swift is, he's going to tell you he knows him. DeAndre, he's like, Siler, you know who DeAndre Swift is? Yep. Number 7, running back for the University of Georgia, starter. Siler wears the number 7 because he wears the number 7. 500 and something rushing yards his freshman year. Went behind Sony Michel, Nick Chubb. Now he's starting, running all over the field. He knows who DeAndre Swift is. But he had never met DeAndre Swift. He knows the stats of DeAndre Swift. He knows the number he wears. He's seen him make the plays. But he don't know DeAndre Swift. He had never met him. How many of us this morning just know the stats of Jesus Christ? You know, there's a difference in just knowing the stats and then really knowing Jesus. You see, a lot of us, we can walk around and say, yeah, I go to church on Sunday. I know about Jesus. He walked on the water. He turned that water into wine. I know Jesus. Got my whole family in church. And I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying, are you just stating the stats this morning and just know the facts of Jesus, or do you really know him? Have you had that change of heart? See, Dwayne preached on Wednesday night about you're going to remember when you made that change. You're going to remember that. I don't want to just be a fan. I don't want to just know the stats and just cheer him on. I want to know him. I want to know him in my heart. You know, the people, the Bible says that the demons even believed. The demons know, they know the facts of Jesus. They know that. So unless you have that personal relationship and you have changed in your heart, you got to have that change. We have to know him. Don't just be a fan of him. Be a part of him. Know him. Have that relationship with him. So, all right. We laid our team out. We have our starters. We're on a team. They're in the game. Got the people off the bench are coming in, our injured people. We got to get up. Let God use us. Let God use whatever it is that we've been through to in life. Use it to glorify him. We need that. But I really want you to ask yourself this morning, are you just a fan or do you really know him? You see, I put this message together and I want it to be long. I want it to be good for y'all. But I like it short and sweet. I know I said what I need to say, what God said, but I want to leave y'all with this morning. And I know we're going to get out early. Y'all probably ain't going to know what to do because it's just now 12 o'clock. Y'all going to be excited. But I'm telling y'all, that day, my freshman year on that football field, I still think about that. I still think about how, man, that was my opportunity. That was my chance to get in the game. And I just blew it away. Whole ride home that night, I thought about that. Should have went in. Hey, don't leave here this morning wishing you would have came and got right with God. Because I'm telling you, we don't know what's out there. The world, that's what's out there. But we're not always promised tomorrow. So whatever it is you're going through in life this morning, whatever it is that, you know, if it's got you on a bench, if it's got you injured, hey, let's go make it right with God this morning. Let's not just know the facts of him. Let's know him. So, I know this was short, but Tim, hey, play us an altar call. Hey, if y'all would, please stand. Let's get right with God this morning. Come down here and give it to him, whatever your need might be.